shoe office. Tim speaking.
This Mr. Freet?
Yep.
Mr. Freet, my name is Roy Mercer. I'm a treasurer for the Dudes and Dolls Square Dancer Club out here in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And we had some problems with y'all's shoes, and I was hoping you'd take care of it for me. Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. What was the problem?
Well, we bought four pairs of the same shoes, matching shoes out here. We got a square dance club, and we was dancing in the regional finals over here. And we got in there, and apparently there's something wrong with them because they rub blisters on all them women's feet. And they couldn't dance, huh?
What shoes were they?
They had some kind of white shoes. I don't know what kind it was. They was y'all's. Looked like calfskin, maybe.
Okay. Are you able to bring those shoes in and have me take a look at them and see?
Well, I'd have to round them all up. Of course, it hobbled them up pretty bad. They got blisters on all of them, and we couldn't even dance in the finals. So we lost.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I missed getting to keep that traveling trophy. We'd won it the last 2 years in a row. And we was hoping to get that. And then, of course, the finals is in Branson, Missouri, $500 cash prize for that. But we lost that, but we was out about $320 worth of shoes here.
Yeah, if it's a possibility to get those all together and bring them in, I'll see what I can do for you.
Well, it's going to cost you, well, either replace them shoes and you can do that. We'd trade you out on that. But I was hoping you might just go ahead and give them the $500 cash. Because what y'all shoes done was cost us winning.
Well, I couldn't do that. I can work with the shoes. I can, you know, definitely stand behind the shoes.
Well, I don't think it's going to be what's going to make them happy. You know, because, like I said, the shoes is just a part of it. It's the winning the trophy and going to the national finals. We do an up-tempo turkey and the straw routine. That set them off, you know, pretty good here this last couple of years. And once that, we thought we had a good chance to win it. And one of them apparently is still suffering a little numbness in her wee-wee-wee all the way home toe. There, the little toe on the right foot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where she might have to go to the doctor on that, so we may have some doctor bills on top of this.
Well, I'll need to see the shoes first and foremost.
Right, I can do that. That ain't no problem, but about the $500 in cash.
That would be something that I cannot authorize right now.
Well, can you authorize an ass whooping? Because that's what's getting ready to happen. It ain't going to be funny. We got a bunch of tore-up square dancers over here that should have won in the regionals and should have gone to the finals and ain't going to do it because of your shoes.
Okay, well, I what I can do is stand behind the shoes that we sold you.
I want the money, too.
Okay, I'll have to chat with some folks about that and see what we can do, but that is typically not a policy that we, obviously we don't have this problem normally, so I would have to check into it.
Is it a policy to get your ass whooped?
No.
Well, how big a boy are you? It ain't funny.
Well, I'm not used to being threatened, sir.
Well, by God, you ain't got four women with blisters on their feet after you either.
That's true.
I've had to deal with them. They just tore it up about it all week long. Want to know if I'd do something about it, and by God, I'm getting ready to.
Well, again, I don't appreciate being threatened.
You going to be there all day?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to come down and chat civilly, I'd be happy to deal with you. But if you're going to threaten me, I'll just have you escorted out of the store.
Well, I tell you, I may get down there and whoop your ass, and then you can go home and whoop your roommate Phil's ass for sicking me on you.
You guys are bastards. You're such bastards. I hate y'all.
Tim, this is Phil and Brenton and Roy D. Mercer here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, I hate you guys. I had to be professional. I'm just trying to go through this. You guys are bastards.
Oh, you did great, Tim.
You know, that's our little teen square dance group, the little bastards. That's from all the unmarried square dancers.
Oh, man. So you got to understand, these people were a shoe-in to win this contest.
Oh, I hate you guys.
So you got your roommate Phil to thank for this.
Oh, he's a bastard, too.
Hell of a guy, isn't he?
What I'm trying to figure is that now Tim and Phil, y'all are roommates.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, using women's shoes.
Don't draw no conclusions here, all right?
I'm just wondering what Phil's in, an evening gown?
Well, we got the nice fishnets going, you know.